is the Cincinnati edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Economists have long talked about a mismatch between America's labor needs and its workforce. While many people struggle to find jobs that pay a livable wage, employers looking for people skilled in trades like electrical work are having a hard time finding enough qualified applicants. That's true here in Greater Cincinnati as well. But Northern Kentucky social service provider Brighton Center is looking to change that. The nonprofit recently launched a program that provides its customers with a small stipend and a 3-week training course to ready them for apprenticeships and trade schools. So let's talk about it. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the program, which is called Trades to Success, our recent graduate, Devin Davis. Devin, welcome to our show.
Hello, how are you guys?
Thank you for being with us. We also have with us Brighton Center Vice President Talia Fry. Talia, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you for having us.
And Brighton Center Workforce Development Project Manager Robert Clark. Robert, welcome to you also.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us as well.
If you're interested in joining our conversation, if you have a perspective on this, the gap between America's labor needs and its workforce, if you have recommendations for going into trades as opposed to other lines of work, give us a call, 513-419-7100, or email talk@wvxu.org. Talia, this is a new program at the Brighton Center. What did you see out there in the world that led the organization to launch it?
Yeah, absolutely. Our mission is to create opportunities for families to reach self-sufficiency. And we know one of the most important ways to do that is to get on a career pathway that's going to provide an opportunity for you to earn a livable wage and be able to take care of your family. And so we are always looking at the local labor market. And when the Jobs Outlook 2028 report was published through the Cincinnati Chamber, it really shined a bright light on the opportunity in our region for skilled trade jobs that pay a self-sufficient wage. 47% of skilled trade jobs in our region pay a self-sufficient wage. So we really wanted to think about who is in the labor market and who is on the sidelines of the labor market and who is not able to engage in that opportunity, and how can we get them connected to the opportunities in skilled trades, like apprenticeships and training schools? How can we be a bridge between the people we serve and getting them connected to those opportunities and apprenticeships, trade schools, post-secondary institutions? And so that was the reason for the creation of Trades to Success.
So when you talk about those folks, the people that you serve and connecting them to these opportunities, who are those folks?
Yeah, so we know, there's a lot of talk about the labor shortage. And so when we really look at who's not in the labor market, who's on the sidelines of the labor market, we know that it is a lot of opportunity youth in our community, those 18 to 24 year olds who are not engaged in school and who are not working. There's over 7,000 in Northern Kentucky. We know it's single parents. We know that it disproportionately affects men of color and women of color, those who might have been involved in the criminal justice system, and refugees and immigrants in our community. So how can we work in partnership with those individuals that we serve and get them connected to these opportunities?
Let's turn now to Brighton Center Workforce Development Project Manager Robert Clark. Robert, when we talk about trades, what are we talking about?
So throughout the program, we actually look at a lot of those main trades that you might see. Every single day you drive down the road and see a brand new building being built. So we talk about construction workers. We talk about electrical work. We talk about HVAC work, so heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We talk about carpentry. We talk about CDL driving. There's a huge demand in the region right now for drivers. And so we help connect customers that come through the program, get to the CDL driving training programs that are out there. And actually a new one we started talking about too that's a high demand in the area is shipping and barge mates. There's actually quite a few barging companies in the area, and they're always looking for people to become working on those barges as they travel up and down the Ohio River as well.
Okay, so when we see barges go by, for example, every day on the Ohio River, and what type of job is that? Well, I mean, I guess I'm asking what happens on that barge?
Yeah, absolutely. It can be a little bit of everything. We have heard that, people that go and work on barges, they might get into a little bit of welding potentially, or they get into a little bit of maintenance work. So something that might be very similar to facilities maintenance. They can get into those pieces as well as kind of just general construction. It really depends on the barging company and the opportunities that those barging companies have to do the work that they do every single day.
So what has the response been? You know, we live in a culture that suggests you need to perhaps after high school go into some type of post-secondary educational opportunity for a job that will pay you a living wage. These are good paying jobs that you just listed. What's the reception been from people? Any surprises from potential candidates?
It's been very, very positive. And, you know, Devon Davis is just one of those incredible stories that we've had come through the program in our first pilot year. We're about 10 months into the program at this point. We've held 4 of our 3-week cohorts as well. And we've seen that about 80% of people that have come through our program are actually now in post-secondary education or apprenticeship or trade training. So it's been overwhelmingly positive. And as we continue to look towards the future after this pilot year is complete here very soon, we can only hope for even more success stories to come out of this program like Devon's as well.
Well, Devon, first, I owe you an apology for calling you Devon when I introduced you moments ago. But now that I've heard Robert say your name, I suppose it is Devon. My apologies for that. Devon Davis is a recent graduate of the Trades to Success program, which was recently launched by Brighton Center. We'll get into the specifics of what that program is and how it works in just a moment. But Devon, what led you to the program?
What led me to the program, honestly, was I looked into community college, I looked into Gateway, and they didn't exactly have what I was looking for necessarily when it came to electrical work and the certain trades that I was trying to get into. And then I was appointed to Mr. Rob and the Brighton Center through another connection that they had. And when I was dealing with some schooling and stuff like that, and it led me right through the door. And ever since then, it's just been great. Everything's been falling into place, and they've done everything that they've said they were going to do. Like everything in black and white, they said they were going to do, you know, from head to toe. Just everything has been great.
So you were looking at Gateway Community and Technical College. You were looking to go into a more traditional post-secondary education.
Yes, I was.
Okay. And what was it specifically that you were looking for related to electrical work?
Well, they had more like electrical engineering and things of that nature in that prospect. But me personally, I was just looking into like more traditional manner of it, more residential work and things like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, the electrician that you call walks into your house, you know what I'm saying? Look at your circuit breaks, look at your boxes and stuff like that. I was looking into more like that because that's what I'm used to. That's what I've seen. So that's what I was trying to more or less fall into.
What attracted you to that type of service?
Well, a really long time ago, actually, I was my grandfather was a construction worker and architect, and that was just some of the type of work that, you know, he did, but he never really messed with the wires too much. And I wanted to stray away from that particular branch of the trades work and do something that he necessarily couldn't do. And I wanted to do something, you know what I'm saying, that was all mine. I'm very meticulous. I have a high attention to detail and things like that. So I figured that would be something that's better for me personally.
Can I ask how old you are, Devon?
I'm 27, actually.
Okay. And so what were you doing prior to exploring this career opportunity?
I was actually kind of in the wind a bit. You know, I had jobs that were good paying jobs, but I didn't have a career necessarily. I didn't have anything that was going to, I can keep going and going and progressing and progressing. So I worked at, you know, a lot of different warehouses and things like that, but you know, everybody knows, you know, warehouses are good. You know, sometimes it's hard labor and it's always good money, but you don't really go anywhere. You don't really go too far. So that was my biggest thing. So once I started actually looking into like, I'm going to apply for school. I'm going to do something more of myself. I'm going to look into Gateway since I'm here living in Northern Kentucky now. Since I'm over living in this area, I'm going to look at the Gateway and do something else. And then that's when I was then appointed into to Trades to Success, because like I said, they're that bridge that you were going to hear about. They were the bridge. They were going to get me from point A to point B, and they absolutely positively did that.
I'm going to come back to you momentarily, Devon, to talk a little bit about your experience in the program, what you learned and what you're up to now. But let's go back to Brighton Center Vice President Talia Fry. Again, we're talking about the Brighton Center's new Trades to Success program. How does the program work, Talia? This is a 3-week pre-apprenticeship program that you're offering 8 times a year?
Yeah. So 3 weeks. We want to help people explore what opportunities are available to them and to expose them quickly. We know that people are interested in career pathways, but sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. And so we spend a lot of time on career aptitude testing with U Science. We're helping them get hands-on experience by going to Gateway, going to Enzweiler Institute, going to International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and getting some hands-on opportunities to experience different trades. They're talking to local employers. They're earning their Kentucky Essential Skills Certificate in this 3 weeks. So they have the opportunity to explore what they're passionate about so that we can get them a plan for connection in the long term after the 3 weeks. And then we're wrapping around all of Brighton Center's supports around them. You know, it is not always easy. We know there is slow wage growth in our nation. We know that people are not earning enough to take care of themselves. So if they're going to invest in this 3 weeks of training, we want to make sure that we're wrapping around supports like food, access to quality childcare, access to utility assistance or rent assistance if they need that, the small stipend that we're able to give them so that they can feel solid while they're in this training opportunity and beyond.
So, Talia, we heard Devon talk about he was originally exploring electrical engineering programs at Gateway Community and Technical College before concluding that perhaps that's not exactly what he's looking for. This 3-week program does not replace the educational opportunity of a two-year associate degree program, right? So how does it complement that, or how does it feed into that?
Yeah. So, you know, and I think that's, and Michael, thank you for picking up on that. Yes, absolutely. It does not replace. It helps people who might not even know about the opportunities at Gateway, at Enzweiler, at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. It helps them understand what opportunities to build some of those essential skills and to also offer those supports that are going to help them be successful in the next step. So we're not trying to duplicate, we're trying to complement the work of all of those other institutions, employers, training providers.
Brighton Center Workforce Development Project Manager Robert Clark is also with us. Robert, how do you select candidates? I mean, do you bring in anyone who is interested in exploring this?
Absolutely. And one of the things that we talk about actually in the very first week of the program is we say that, you know, it's very important to know what you want to do, but it's also very important to know what you don't want to do. So we do a ton of career exploration around these trades. And for anyone that is interested in the program, we're always happy to talk through and willing to talk to anybody that says, hey, you know, I want to take a next step in career or figure out a career path for myself, and trades might be for me. And we sit down and talk and go from there.
And we talked a little bit about the response from potential applicants or from those who enrolled in the program already. What has the response been from those other organizations that we've heard referenced, like Gateway, like Enzweiler, which is an educational training operation, I think that's connected to the Builders Association in Northern Kentucky?
Yes. And so they are a part of our advisory committee, and they make sure that we are informing in the best way possible to our trainees about their opportunities. They're helping us think about how we are doing our 3 weeks so that we are really making sure that if they go to Gateway, if they go straight to an employer, if they go to Enzweiler, they're prepared, ready, have the financial aid put together, all of those things so that they can be successful. We want people to have wins. If you're brave enough to say, you know, I want to get started on a career, we really want to be a part of making sure that it's a smooth pathway between all of these institutions in our community.
We're going to continue this conversation just ahead about the Trades to Success program at Brighton Center. And later, friend or foe, bugs in your sustainable garden, promoting the health of our gardens and the battle with insects in an ecologically sustainable way. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with the new local program, hoping to pave paths to lucrative careers in the trades. It's called Trades to Success, and is hosted by the Brighton Center in Newport. We're joined by recent graduate Devon Davis, Brighton Center Vice President Talia Fry, and Brighton Center Workforce Development Project Manager Robert Clark. Again, you can join us at 513-419-7100 or email your thoughts to talk at wvxu.org. Talia, let me turn back to you. If you're handing out a small stipend to these folks, you're welcoming, it appears, anyone who is interested in applying. How are you paying for this program?
Oh, that's a great question. This pilot year, we were fortunate enough to have a private donor who is they are volunteers in our organization, and they said they saw a need. And they really wanted to support how we could make this happen. And so we were lucky enough to have a private donation to do this first year. And so that speaks to the importance of volunteerism and the good people in this community. But as we continue this work on, and we want to scale this work and sustain this work, we are working on additional private dollars. We've gotten some additional private dollars. And continuing to partner with the state to think about opportunities for us to scale this work, since we know we've had such impact in the first 10 months of the program.
Devon Davis is a graduate of this program. Devon, you talked about exploring a career in electrical work. You did this program. How long have you been graduated from it?
I've been graduating since April. I started in April and stuff like that. So I've been graduated since April, and I've been working full time.
All right. So what happened for you after that?
After that, actually, with the help of Rob and everybody else here, I ended up getting enrolled into Enzweiler, which is, you know, a trade school in like Erlanger, Hebron area. And ever since I've gotten enrolled there, I've been, you know, taking steps. I've ended up getting a scholarship that helped me out with that as well. And it was really good. It's been really good, actually. And I ended up speaking to the woman who runs the program and everything like that. And she's fantastic, Miss Vicky. And then she ends up telling me that come October, I can finally start reaching out. She's going to finally start reaching out to some other electricians, which I can start my apprenticeship under, and then I can start working through that and through there and stuff like that. And then I'll be going to school at night two times out of the week. I believe it's Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then in the daytime, I'll be working with the other electricians, getting that hands-on work that I spoke on and stuff like that, and it's still getting that.
When you talk about going to school at night, you're talking about being at the Enzweiler Institute, and then in the daytime, you're working alongside professional electricians?
Yes, sir.
And what role did this Trades to Success program play in leading you to the Enzweiler Institute, right? I mean, the Enzweiler Institute exists on its own. It's out there in the community. People find it and enroll in it. What was different for you? How did you take this path to it?
Well, it opened up a clear door for me. It was just a clear path. That's the biggest thing that it did for me. After I figured out what I wanted, I took those career aptitude tests and things like that, and I figured out what I really wanted to hunker down and focus on. After that, it was just, okay, great. This is what you want to do. Let's do it. And that's one of the biggest things, you know, so speaking to Rob and speaking to everybody, you know, working here at Brighton Center, they just pretty much, you know what I'm saying, helped me with every little thing I needed, no matter whether it was big or small. And that was pretty much what it did for me. It just cleared a path. And that's what they helped me with. They just cleared an entire path for me. All I had to do was, you know what I'm saying, just walk it.
Robert Clark is the Brighton Center Workforce Development Project Manager. Robert, we heard Devon just reference, you know, he was able to take a career aptitude test and lead him in the direction he wanted to go. Talk a bit about that, about how you help these folks who enroll in the Trades Success Program at the Brighton Center find where they want to go next.
Absolutely. Throughout the program in those 3 weeks, we do talk very extensively about those trade careers that are out there. And then as part of that, too, myself, during that time when Devon came through, we were meeting one-on-one once a week, if not multiple times a week, really getting to the core of what he wanted to do and how could we get him there as quickly as we could. And as we talked about Enzweiler and all the fantastic things that they do there, that really kind of was a huge spark and was a huge piece of like, hey, let's definitely go down this direction. And then continuing on, since we had the cohort that Devon was a part of, that three-week program, we've been able, and what I've been able to continue to do with him is we walk with him every step of the way and make sure that he has everything that we can do to help support his career and support his hopes and dreams as to what he wants to do in the electrical field too.
So you all at the Brighton Center connected us with Devon, but Talia, how many people have gone through this program so far?
So in our pilot year, in the 10 months, we've had 26 go through. So definitely wanting to have more. And our next cohort starts Monday, August 4th.
So yes. Robert, when we talk about those 26 folks, we know Devon ended up at the Enzweiler Institute. He's exploring a career as an electrician. Give us some idea of what maybe the others are up to.
Absolutely. We do actually have people that have come through the program that are now working on getting their CDL license. We have one individual. He has actually achieved his first set of licensing to become an HVAC technician, to where he will have his own truck and his own set of customers that he will be working with every single day. As I mentioned before, we were talking about the shipping and barge mate. We have multiple customers that have come through the program that are now working as shipping and barge mates. We have customers that are now working as carpenters that are at Gateway going through Gateway programs, are going to be going to other programs that Enzweiler offers, such as their HVAC program and their welding program. So we've been able to really help many, many people throughout the Northern Kentucky and greater Cincinnati area get connected to these trade careers that are ever growing at this point.
Talia, you noted that there are more than 7,000 young people in Northern Kentucky between the ages of 16 and 24 who are not in school and not working. What are you doing to reach them? That seems to be the target demo for this type of work.
Yeah. So when reaching out to opportunity youth, it is very much about making sure that you are connecting with them at the ground level, building the relationships that, you know, we served over 40,000 people through Brighton Center programs last year. So we're making sure that we're connecting to our other Brighton Center programs that are working with this population and letting them know that this opportunity is available. It is working through the Kentucky Career Center system as those individuals are coming in, maybe seeking UI assistance, that they know that this opportunity is available to them, working through housing authorities. You know, it is really at the ground level, making sure that you're connecting because they're not connected in many other ways. So
you keep saying opportunity youth. That's not an organization I've overlooked, is it? Is that jargon from your industry?
No, it's jargon from our industry. Opportunity youth. Yes.
Okay, cool. Devon, turning back to you, you're in the Enzweiler Institute. You're exploring a career in this. So when you think about your future, maybe 5 years out, what are you seeing?
Well, I actually have a clear-cut plan on what I want to do, actually. 5 years out, though, I'll be pretty much just now finishing Enzweiler. It's a four-year situation.
Okay.
For the first 2 years. After the first 2 years, that's when I actually get my license and I'll actually be able to, you know, go out and be up and do my own thing. But I'll still be having another 2 years after that, but I'll be at Enzweiler learning the bits and pieces, the little detailed things. The electrician program is actually one of the longer programs within the within Enzweiler that they offer. So it's a little, like I said, it's very detail oriented and stuff like that. So I have to make sure I get everything right. No one wants any mistakes. So anything past that point, though, after 5 years, though, I plan on working with the electrician union. I plan to network and stay with that union for anywhere between, you know what I'm saying, 6 to 10 years. And with the networks and stuff like that I build with the union, I plan on getting out of it and starting my own electrician company for myself. And then, you know, I have children, so I start to build on that generational wealth and build something for them.
Very cool. Talia, after a year or so of doing this, you know, we all learn after a year on the job. What have you learned about this program? Is there anything that might be evolving or changing as it continues?
Yeah, we are definitely, you know, constantly from the feedback of our customers thinking about how we can adapt and think about do we do evening offerings. So far, it's been during the day. How can we add an additional credential that they might earn, like an OSHA 10, so that they are entering their next step with as many credentials as possible? But also thinking about what are the other in-demand sectors in our region that offer apprenticeships that land people in livable wage opportunities. So thinking about how we can continue to expand this work in our community.
And Robert, I'm just fascinated by this barge mate position. And I'm wondering if I could explore that. Is there room for a radio host to come in and maybe see if I could learn how to be a barge mate?
I mean, absolutely.
What I'm saying is get me out of here, Robert. Put me on the river and get me out of here. Sounds like fun. Robert Clark, Talia Fry from the Brighton Center, thank you for the time you gave us. Devon Davis, a recent graduate of their Trades to Success program, thanks for the time you gave us today. We appreciate it.
Our problem. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.